at senior high school, freshman in our transitions course, recently wrote essays about how they envision their future and how our transitions course has impacted their lives, is part of a national contest. And Ellie's essay was chosen out of thousands of entries as one of the top 11 in the country. And so now we're onto a Facebook voting frenzy.
So what do people need to do?
They need to go on Facebook. The page is the Dane Blanton for Students, and Dane is D-A-I-N, Facebook page. And then like Ellie's essay, which is entitled Future. And the essay with the most likes wins a day with Dane Blanton. He'll come visit us from California. He's an Olympic gold medalist from the Sydney Games. And so then Ellie would get a special VIP day with Dane.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And Ellie, congratulations, number 11.
Thank you.
What was it like writing the essay? Tell us about that.
The essay was, it was hard thinking of what I wanted to write about because there's so many options when you're thinking about your future and where you want to work, how you want to act, what you want to do. And I decided that the most important thing to me was to be happy and just to be successful in whatever I do and just have a smile on my face the entire time. So that was what it was mostly about.
So in writing the essay itself, how long did that take you?
It actually didn't take me very long. It was quite a surprise to be honored for something I put work into it, but it wasn't one of my rigorous essays. It was easier because I knew it was about me and I didn't have to write about something else.
And you knew, you know, they tell people, you know, write what you know and write what's best for yourself. And basically, it sounds like you did that.
Exactly. I've been thinking about my entire life. That's what I want. I just want to be happy. So whatever it takes.
So, Becky, what will this do for Marquette Area Public Schools then?
Well, the great thing about it is that the whole school wins. Mr. Blanton would come to our school and do a presentation with the students. And he's been at our school once before, and it was very well received. The students really enjoyed meeting him and getting. He actually spends a lot of time with students, even one-on-one, taking pictures, and they get to hold his gold medal. And so he's very inspirational, and the students really enjoy it. So we'd love to bring him back to Marquette. We truly appreciate the support the community has done. Ellie is actually in first place currently. But the lead is only about 50 votes. And so we know how that goes on Facebook. Voting ends on Friday. And so we greatly appreciate anyone logging on and giving us that extra boost we need to bring Mr. Blanton to Marquette.
So Ellie, have you never met him? At this point,
I did see him at the time that he came to our school before, but I didn't have time to go see him. There were so many students that were excited about it. So, and I do play volleyball freshman year, and that was an amazing experience. So I would love to meet him again.
Yeah. Yeah. You said he's been there before.
Yes.
And what good does he do for the students?
It was very, I know it opened a lot of students' eyes because he talked to us about our future and about how hard you have to work, but it's mostly about setting goals and achieving them and just dreaming big. And so that inspired me, and I'm going to do my best.
How was volleyball?
It was amazing. I loved it. It was my first year ever playing. Tryouts were my first time ever formally playing a game, but I fell in love and I can't wait to play again.
That's how sports season pretty go, pretty much. We're talking to teacher Becky Simmons, who's the coordinator for this project, and Ellie Pearson, who is right now currently number one. She's an 11 one of the 11 finalists nationwide, which is outstanding, incredible as it is. But being number one currently, and let's bring him up to speed again, Becky, real quick.
Sure. So Ellie was one of thousands of students across the country who entered an essay contest talking about how they envision their future. Ellie is part of our transitions program, which utilizes Career Choices, a national program. And the contest was to win a visit from Mr. Dane Blanton. He's an Olympic gold medalist from the Sydney Games for beach volleyball. And Ellie's essay was chosen as one of the top 11 finalists, and we're now voting on Facebook. And Ellie's currently in first place, but we're looking for more continued support from Marquette and their surrounding community so that we can seal the deal for her by Friday, which is the deadline, Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's for a lot of teenagers, and you got to go to Facebook, and you can go to a quick link, on.fb.me/VOTEMSHS. That's on.fb.me/VOTEMSHS on Facebook. Go on to Facebook, take a look at this, and click on like. And that's what's going to bring the contest along.
Yeah.
What was going to win the contest is all the likes.
And you only have to vote. You can only vote once. So we greatly appreciate the few seconds it takes to make this happen for not only Ellie, but for all of our students at Marquette Senior High School, because Mr. Blanton would come and do a speaking engagement with all of them. And they really would look forward to that.
Yeah. And Ellie, you said he's fabulous.
He's awesome. He's very inspiring. And I know he helped a lot of our students at school, including me, when he came last time. So,
and he's going to bring a signed volleyball for you?
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And then you get to have lunch with him as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to just talk to him and sit down one-on-one and hear stories and stuff that he wouldn't be able to tell with an audience.
Well, congratulations for winning, being one of the 11 finalists nationwide. That is a huge achievement by itself.
Yeah, thank you.
And if people come out or go to Facebook today and make that vote, you can win this and bring Mr. Blanton to Marquette for all of your classmates for the whole school.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.